It's been 20 years since the events of 9/11, but many of us can still remember it like it was yesterday. King of the World, a new podcast series, explores how that day impacted the American Muslim community through the eyes of the show's host, whose entire adult life has been in a post-9/11 world. Tune into this sometimes comical, often heartbreaking examination of adversity and resilience that all Americans need to hear. Subscribe now to the King of the World podcast.
Albert Elise is going to get there. There's no question. He squares it. There it is. It's another. And it's Bubba Rodriguez again, scoring goals left and right, Elise with the assist.
Decision, you know, for O'Brien to tip that ball.
Yeah, you know how I feel about Junka, and it's not defensively. He doesn't like to play defense, I don't think, you know. But, man, I'll be honest. Like, after it was 3-0, what was it, the 70th, 80th minute they scored? By minute 81, I was falling asleep because it was still 3-0. And when I woke up, I was like, oh, 3-2.
Right.
We dynamoed the last 15 minutes of this one.
Yeah, dude. I mean, those last 3 minutes were such a nerve-wrack, you know. And can't believe he gave 7 minutes at the end. I was like, again, 7 minutes again.
It's every time, you know. It's every time we're on the road, I expect that. But when we're at home, I'm thinking five tops, four, maybe five.
Yeah.
But no, I was asleep. Like I was asleep by then. I had a friend bring me back some edibles from Vegas.
Oh no way.
Yeah, so I was like two or three edibles deep into the evening, and then. By minute, for real. I'm telling you, I vaguely remember them scoring the first goal. And I woke up and I was like, how did this end? Huh?
I was right there on that section when they scored around that goal. So I saw both the first half goals, so I was happy about that. And
were they on the, was it the supporter side or the other side they were on?
It was not the side they come on. It was on the other
side.
Oh,
the bar side? The Heineken bar side?
It wasn't on the Heineken bar side. It was on the other side.
Wait, is the Heineken bar the one by the Surge and El Batallon and all them?
Yeah. No, that's the other side, I think.
Okay, so they scored on the side they came out of?
No, they didn't. They scored on the other side.
Okay, so you sat near where I sit.
Yeah, I sat on 214 this time.
Oh, okay, so you're like behind the goal. Yeah, I'm typically in 207. I sold my tickets.
Nice. Okay. Yeah, I mean, it's a good day to sell, you know?
Yeah, I'm a... What am I? I'm like two sections from the infamous Webb Tilton.
I've seen him. Those seats you gave me, I appreciate you so much. Those were good seats, man. I had such
Oh, yeah, those are my seats, man. Those are mine. Me and my kid, yeah.
No way.
They're tight, right? Seats,
yeah, I like them.
We've sat down low, and then we've sat like in 204, and then I upgraded, I guess, in 2018 to 207. It's a good spot, man, because you can see everything.
Yeah, you really can. And that's what I liked. I don't really like the low section because you can't really see as much of the pitch. But the top side is. I feel like you can see so much, you know.
Yeah, we have. You know what? As much as we complain about BBVA, there really is not a bad seat in that place. There really is.
Honestly. There isn't, dude. It's such a nice stadium, man. I really like the stadium.
If they could figure out a way to cover, obviously, the East End, which is opposite of where, you know, my seats are, and it's close to opposite of yours.
Yeah.
If we could have done the construction like Q2, like, oh, man.
Oh, yeah. They got a nice stadium, but, I mean, I just feel like ours is, you know, good location, kind of, but it's just such a nice stadium. I don't know. So we'll build. I don't know.
I know we have a good stadium. We have a good location. I mean, you can't beat our location compared to like the other Austin teams. I think Dallas is in Frisco, and Austin is in Round Rock, right? isn't Austin in Cedar Park or Round Rock? It's not downtown Austin.
Oh, it's not. Yeah, exactly. Dude, our stadium is in the heart of Houston. I feel in the downtown at least. And I don't know about their stadium, and then FC Frisco is in Frisco, you know.
All right, so it says Austin Q2 is in the North Burnett section of North Austin, which puts
is it?
That's what it says. Yeah, let me get a look here. There's no way that's right. This says it's right next to the UT. Let me look. Let me zoom out. Oh, shit!
No wonder they get
some. No.
No wonder they get some of the people.
Bro, no, it's not. This is out there by. Oh my god! Let me see. No, it is. It's North Austin. It's if you take Mopac all the way up to the domain. Oh yeah, it's out there, man.
Yeah.
It's between I think Austin and Round Rock. It's between Austin and Round Rock. It's like right in the middle. So it's it's like a Frisco-ish situation. It's pretty high up there. Jeez. And Austin traffic is awful.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. Their stadium was done correctly. Ours leaves a little bit to be desired, but man, if we had that here.
When was theirs built? When was it?
They just finished it before this year. They actually ran their first six games were on the road because the construction wouldn't be finished yet.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, ours was built in like 2011, I think. Right?
Yeah, 2011 or 2012, one of them. I didn't even watch this team then. I wasn't even in Texas then.
Yeah, same.
I was in Delaware.
No way.
Yeah, I was. No, I was here. Actually, you know what? I was here, but I was in 2011. I was in Victoria, Texas in 2011. Uh-oh. Did I lose you? So yeah, 2011, well, I was in Victoria, and then I got out here in 2013.
Yep.
In this area. But yeah, man, it's shit, I didn't even watch the sport till 2017.
Oh, really? Wow.
Yeah, yeah. My son started playing, and I was like, you know what? I need to figure out what he's doing, because I came here and I coached football and baseball, and I did all that for almost a decade, and then 2016 I stopped, and then he started playing, you know, soccer, and I would watch the games, and I'm like, man, I don't know what in the fuck is going on.
You know, yeah.
Offsides took me a minute. I was like, what's offsides? What's a free kick? How do I know? What's into what? Into touch? Yeah, I felt like Ted Lasso does now.
Ted Lasso.
Yeah, I was like, it's like...
Or,
go ahead.
Or like Lucci now, but Lucci's actually a good coach. I can't believe he got sacked. Can
you
believe
he got sacked? I posted on Twitter, give me Ferruzzi, the guy that took over, and I said, or maybe even Lucci, because Lucci was their director of football up until 2018.
Yeah, that guy saw so many people come to the academy.
Half of their team is homegrown, roughly.
Yeah, I really like that about that. I mean, I'm just jealous. Like, we don't have as many in our. I mean, we have Memo, right? But that's pretty much it. And then it's longer. He's not even homegrown. Yeah.
Well. I think Memo's got to be homegrown. He's been with the club since 2014 or 2015.
Yeah, Memo's definitely homegrown, I think.
I think, is it Derek? There's a keeper. There was a goalkeeper who's homegrown. We've only had, three or four.
And that kid from KD, Nelson, is he homegrown? He's not, right?
I don't know. I'll be honest, I'm not sure. I would imagine so. He's from Katy, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Which is 20 minutes from the stadium. But the way the rules work, and when you're, here for so long, you're considered homegrown. I'm not sure, but he would make sense. But I know either Derek or Willis, and I'm wrong, but I'm pretty sure they were homegrown, one of them. We've had a couple.
Okay. Yeah, but I mean, not like Dallas.
No, not where half their lineup's homegrown. No.
And I feel like that's good to an extent, but we also need the experience. But I mean, homegrown is like my favorite soccer team in Europe, Chelsea. They just had a huge of homegrown players come through the system.
Bro, you also spent $115 million on Lukaku. My squad just got beat by yours 3-0. You guys have spent more in this transfer window. I think it's $289 million. Then, like, our entire starting lineup is worth.
Yeah, I mean, there's levels to this game. I'm kidding.
Yeah, you guys are at a big one. You guys, yo, Chelsea are fucking good. Like, I picked Chelsea to win it.
You know what it is?
This year.
It's Tuchel.
It is, because Lampard had that squad, and they didn't change anything between the time he left and Tuchel took over. And Tuchel took them to the UEFA Champions Cup.
Yeah.
And they were so far behind in the Premier League, you weren't going to change that. But the fact that, you know, it's 0-0 at halftime, and then you guys bring on Conte off the bench. And then we bring in, like, Harry Winks, Brian Heal. We can't even say his fucking name right. They're calling him Brian Gill. Brian Heal. I mean, Chelsea and Man City and Man U, they have definitely raised the bar higher, like above Liverpool, nobody, above Arsenal. Arsenal spent £50 million on Ben White.
They're a joke.
Oh, they're fucking terrible. We play them next week, so if we lose, we won't lose to those guys.
Yeah, I mean, do you guys play them at home?
No, I don't think so. We were just there at a Hotspur Way versus you guys at the lane.
Yeah, the 3-point lane. No, I'm kidding.
You know what? It was the Palace match is that happened because Tanganger got a red card. Two yellows and a red. The Chelsea match, up until the Conte sub, if you look at the I went on today and I was reading things about how impressed these analysts were with Spirito de Santo, and it was the first half, and then it wasn't until Tuchel made that sub with Conte that we were undone. And when I saw Conte come in, and I'm watching, and I'm thinking, how nice is it that you have a World Cup winning? You have the best. He is the best central defensive midfielder in the world, just coming off the bench at the 45th minute.
I know. I mean, yeah. The depth Chelsea has is
it's ridiculous. Insane. Werner and Werner comes in at the 80th minute.
Yeah,
and he led the Bundesliga in goals before he was leading before he came to Chelsea.
And he can't get a start. No.
Well, that's because he played in a Farmers League before he got to England.
Well, honestly, he had his chances last season, and definitely didn't make the most out of it. He's still a Champions League winner, but had he made a couple more goals that season, I feel like he would probably have that starting spot over Havertz. But he just wouldn't put the ball in the net.
Well, I mean, isn't Havertz about 22, 23?
No, he's younger than that. He's 21.
How old's Werner? 26, 25, 24?
Werner's 24 max.
Yeah, I'm playing the 21-year-old every day. I mean, 3 years in the terms of an attacking player, that's a lifetime.
Yeah, but you also want to get a player that's in their prime, you know. Harris might be still 21, but that's not his prime, you know.
No.
Werner might be on that level, I mean, but he definitely isn't right now based on the chance. I mean, he did get that assist at the end. You saw that?
I did, yeah. Well, no, I turned it off, I'm not going to lie. I had turned it off by then. I was like, you know what? I've seen enough. Yeah, I know how this ends.
Have a Whitehead lane left. Really.
Well, I mean, it's disappointing. I mean, we've beaten Chelsea before. And we'll beat them again. We'll beat them again. It's not going to be this year. What'd you say?
Yeah, I mean, last year. Not nothing, but last year, I don't know if you remember when you guys eliminated us from the EFL Cup. I feel that was definitely a push for us. That when Mason Mount missed that penalty, that was definitely a push for Chelsea. And So yeah, I mean, you guys did Beatles last season there.
Well, that
so,
was yeah. under that was Mourinho time. That was that was pragmatism time. That was under Jose time, wasn't it?
Under Lampard.
Oh, that doesn't count.
No, just last season, EFL Cup.
You had Lampard, we had Mourinho.
Yeah, yeah.
That don't count.
Yeah.
That doesn't count. I mean, Lampard was a first-year coach.
Yeah. I'm sorry, yeah.
And you look. Mourinho. I mean, you look at what you guys did after, and it's night and day. And for us, it's pretty much the same. You know, we instead of throwing two guys forward, now we're throwing three. And yeah. It's like...
That Emerson guy looked good, at least.
Oh, man. Yo, I'm going to tell you right now, Romero... Serie A Defender of the Year. You know, and the thing is, the people that listen to this, because I am recording this, you know that. The people listen to this, they're going to be like, what the fuck are these two doing talking about Tottenham and Chelsea? This is a Dynamo podcast. You know what, guys? It's fucking Tottenham and Chelsea time right now, so if you don't like them, you guys can tune out. Come back in 10 minutes. But the fact that we got Romero, Serie A Defender of the Year, I'm all for it. Emerson Royal, a Barcelona outcast because they don't know how to manage their money. Give me that. And then Brian Heal from Sevilla, right?
Yeah.
We got young. But at the same time, we traded, you know, or we sold Lamella, who I love. I love Eric Lamella. I absolutely fucking love him. Toby, I love. And then who was the other one?
He's been good for...
Sissoko. Lamella's been good in Spain.
Yeah, sorry, I cut off there. But he's been good for Sevilla. Who else were you mentioning?
So we sold off Sissoko to Watford. We released Rose, and he went to Watford. And I hope he plays there. I like Danny Rose. We sold Toby Alderweireld to Squad and Cutter. And then Lamella to Sevilla. Lamella has more goals this season than we have as a team this entire season.
Dude, that's crazy.
We're tied. 3-3. He's got 3, we got 3.
Wow, can't believe it. And you guys why did you guys sell him? Like he came in from that Gareth Bale money.
Yeah, he was one of the Magnificent Seven, and he was, I mean, we got Eriksen in that sale, but we got Christian Eriksen and we got him, and obviously Eriksen was the better of the two.
Yeah.
Lamella was hurt. He had a hip injury. He missed, I think it was like 18 months, a major hip injury. And I liked him the most because he just played like he was aggressive. He was the way Tab coaches the Dynamo. You know how they'll go out and they'll foul and they'll be cunty and they'll be smart. That's how Lamella was. He was smart, aggressive, and he played for the shirt. Like, he was like, this is who I am. So was, you know, Vertonghen and all of them. They played for the shirt. So, no, God, I wish we'd have kept him. There's a lot of other Winks, sell Winks. You know, there's a lot of, sell Aurier. They released Aurier. Now he's at, I don't even know where he is, actually.
Where's Aurier right now? I thought he was with you guys still.
No, they reached a mutual termination. We paid 20 or 25 million pounds for him, and we just mutually agreed to terminate the contract. Yeah, we did.
Mendy's the one who's on like sexual assault case. At least Ari's not on that.
No. You talking about Eduardo Mendy or Benjamin?
The left back for City, Benjamin.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I thought you were talking about the Mendy for Chelsea, the keeper that missed the match.
No. I mean, there's so many Mendys now.
Yeah. When I saw that Kepa was starting, I was like, all right, good. We got a shot. Then I saw that, who was it that put their knee into Kepa's ribs? Was that, you know what I'm talking about, right?
This game or what game?
It was this game. This game, one of our...
Was it Son?
No, he's too nice. He'll just kick you in the balls. It wasn't Kane, because he didn't do anything. Maybe it was Dele.
Oh, was it Dele?
I want to say it was one of our African... I can't even say African-American. It was one of our... very tan players. I'm pretty sure it was one of our black players that put a knee into his ribs, like on the come down. It wasn't on purpose. It was an awkward like landing, and they need Kep in the ribs, and he was down for a minute. And I was like, all right, good.
Tangy.
It might have been Ndombele. You're right. Yeah.
I mean, I definitely missed that, but can you believe what's his name? Nelson got a bloody nose on the first goal.
Who was that?
Nelson.
What happened?
The first goal. Did you see? He got a bloody nose.
No, I saw that, but like I was telling you, once we went up 3-0, I was like, all right. I started to get all relaxed. I should have known, like, hey, minute 80's rolling around. Stay the fuck away.
Right.
Like, yo, it's 78th minute. You gotta wait. But like, I didn't. I saw the highlights. What happened? Did he get like run into with Nelson?
Well, I don't know if you saw. Well, you definitely did. But O'Brien, you know, when he chipped it, O'Brien waits for the very last second to shoot. O'Brien is. I mean, he came in this. He's definitely turned up this last week. But he waits for the very last second to shoot, and by doing that, he chips Nelson, which all credit to him for doing that. But then I don't know what part it's either his shin or knee that hits Nelson's nose, and Nelson just comes out bleeding from that goal.
Yeah, no, I saw the nosebleed. But
yeah, no, and then. But yeah, it was bad, and then I feel so that was like at the 85th minute. I feel like Nelson could have definitely done more there to like run the clock, because we only got like 2 minutes from him being treated from the bloody nose, and like the play resumed like by minute 87, 88. I feel like he could have been at least down for a couple more minutes. You know, that's where experience comes in. He's only what, 22? I don't know how old he is. But
Nelson, Michael Nelson.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know how old he is.
Okay, Nelson. Here's the thing: I don't know how old he is. I'm about to look it up, but I will tell you, Michael Nelson is older than Marco Maric.
Oh wow!
Which surprised me because Nelson looks like he hasn't shaved ever.
Yeah, well, he's 26. I just looked it up. But
how old's Marco? 25.
Let me take. But I don't know how old Marco is, but yeah, but I feel like. Yeah, still. I mean, still at 26. It's what his third game in the MLS, or I mean, not third, but like within his first 10 games in the MLS. And you know, him. I feel like he could have taken more time from that nosebleed, and maybe who knows? Because they were still. I mean, they were still going to give like at least 5 minutes, but I can't believe they gave 7. Yeah, that's crazy.
Well, I mean, if you think about Adam's injury, that was in the second half, right?
Right, yeah.
So, I mean, that was the first? That's right, you're right, because they gave 5 in the first, or 8? It was 107 total, so how many was in the first half?
It was 7 in the first half, too.
Jesus. So it was 104 total. Yeah, Marco's 25.
Wow.
Maric is 26, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
No.
Nelson. Nelson's 26. Yeah, I don't know where they found those 7 minutes in the second half. Not at all. I don't know where they found them.
I don't know. I mean, definitely, like, I like those two. I mean, Nelson could have taken more time, man. But, I mean, that there's that. And then when there was a bunch of substitutions, you know. What do you think about Urruti coming off?
Coming off?
Yeah, in the minute 60.
Yeah, the only – or 70, right? 70?
60.
Was it the 60th? Are you sure?
Dude, yeah. I saw him come out, yeah.
So, the only time Maxi's been out of the game was when he had COVID. That's the only time he's missed. And we were up 3-0 at 60th minute, correct?
Thing is, dude, I feel like Rudy hasn't been scoring lately. Like,
He hasn't scored since early July or late June.
Dude, yeah. He's our number 9.
But who's next? Corey Baird?
And then he didn't look good coming up the bench.
Corey Barrett's his first game since, I think, June, right?
But since he got injured.
Yeah, abdominal injury. And he wasn't supposed to be back till October. So Corey's ahead of schedule. Pasher's ahead of schedule.
You think Pasher's going to be able to walk into the team when he comes back?
I hope not.
Yeah, right? Dorsey's been killing it, man.
Pasher, statistically, is still night and day above Dorsey. However, I don't think we should base our future off of a USL All-Star and an MLS outcast, being Pasher first and Dorsey second. Right. If Ted Siegel wants to do the things Ted Siegel says he wants to do, Ted is not going to be poaching USL talent or throwing away MLS players.
How do you think this – you think he's going to sign any people, anybody cool? I mean, any DPs this next market?
Oh, man. What do I think? Okay. Honestly, I think that we will see Quintero leave, and I think we will see a DP replace Quintero. I think the next – if we sign a DP the next season, the only reason we're going to slap that label on is because we have one. I don't think he'll be a true DP. I don't think he'll be like a Martinez or who's the guy? Almiron or
Diaz.
Any of them. Yeah, a Rudy Diaz or a Higuain. Gonzalo Higuain. Fucking his name. Higuain. Yeah. I get these names, they kill me. I don't think he'll be like that, but he'll be like Teenage. Because Teenage is our DP, but who else has a defensive – who has a DP that's a center back in MLS? We got defensive mids. I know that. Matuidi from Inter Miami?
Yeah.
After that, who is it?
I'm trying to think of a guy from New York City, Callens, but I'm not sure he's a DP.
Yeah, most of them put him on the sexy guys, the guys up front, the wingers, the strikers, a midfielder.
Yeah.
But we were like, you know what? We're going to go to Zimbabwe, and then we're going to go to Turkey, and we're going to get a DP whose middle name is Teenage, but he's 26. Just to fuck with you guys.
Dude, that's so, I mean, he had a great game.
He's pretty good, man. Like, I'm not going to lie. He might not warrant the DP tag. Based upon his stuff, but he's good. I like him.
I'm afraid. Dude, he's great. I'm afraid they're gonna sell him because he's that good. I don't know.
No. I don't see that happening. He's got a 7.02 rating for us. You know, when he came from Galatasaray, yeah. However you say that in Turkey.
Did he came from Mataryaspor.
Jesus Christ, you're right. Man, maybe you should host this one.
No.
I came from the bar, so I was like, you know what? I'm going to go record an episode. I'm going to put on Spaces and see if anybody hops on. And then you showed up. No, you're right. Who am I thinking of? God, there's so many guys that come from Galatasaray or however you say it. That's the big one over there.
There's many big ones over there.
In Turkey?
Yeah, there's like... Besiktas, I got so sad when the league last season.
Typing it in now. You got the one we were talking about, Galatasaray. These names they wear me out. I can't say all these. I'm so white. It's like ridiculous sometimes.
No, but teams been having a great season, bro. Definitely feel like Tim Parker's been the shakier of the two with center backs.
No, he has. Stats-wise, when I looked him up, he's a 6.5 rating. He's...
Yeah.
Dude, that's not a rating you'd want to start.
Right. But then he won that penalty, too, so we got to credit him there, too.
He is the captain, and he does all the things you want the captain to do. And he'll be the captain next year, but I don't think he'll be the captain after, just based off his performance. I think if Tim Parker wasn't here, Zarek Valentin would be our captain.
He's good.
That's one thing I've noticed about him. And you know, like you said, he's good. Zarek right now, what is he, 29, 30? He's pretty average, I think, you know, and don't get, you know, we can disagree here. I think he's very average, but
I think he's good at his job. but he can have some shaky moments that lead to bad moments, you know.
Yeah, and when I look at the huddle, and when I look at every time they come together, there's only two people talking, and that's Tim Parker or Zarek. It's one or the other. There's nobody else.
Yeah, dude, it's a very quiet team, right?
Yeah, and I think that's why Derek Jones saw his way out of the lineup. I think that's why Saren saw his way out of the lineup. I know he's kind of come back lately because he's played strong for El Salvador.
Right, yeah.
But Derek Jones, I never saw him talk. I don't see Vera talk a lot either. And I know the Spanish, you know, you got to know Spanish. If you're going to play soccer, football in America or anywhere, you should know Spanish. Doesn't matter where you play. You play in China, you should know Spanish. But you look at our whole midfield, take Jones out of it, right? Take Jones out of that midfield. What do they all have in common?
Yeah, they all speak Spanish, yeah.
They're all Hispanic. Every single one of them. Am I missing one? Boniek, Memo, Vera, Saren? Who else is there?
I mean, I'm sure Derek also knows a couple Spanish words here and there, you know?
Yeah, I do too. But I'm 39 and he's a 24-year-old soccer player. How much does he know compared to Boney when Boney's yelling at Vera or vice versa? I really think that played a role in moving him out of that lineup because ratings-wise, Derek Jones is every bit as good as Matias, and he offers more because I think Matias is younger, but Derek's a big boy.
I think they can play together, but actually, I'll take that back. You think Quintero's going to start every single game from now on?
I think you don't have a choice. He started three games. We haven't lost a single one.
Exactly.
Dude. What are you going to do? What are you going to do? How do you justify that if your Tab Ramos? Hey,
why wasn't he starting before?
Nobody really knows. It's always been said fitness, and maybe he wasn't fit. But this season started in February, March.
Yes.
That's 6 months, man. That's 6-7 months. Ago, you and me and most people, we could get ready for like a professional heavyweight boxing match in that time. You tell me, yeah. Darwin Quintero, a former Liga MX player, that he can't get fit in 6 months? He did something. He did something, man.
I mean, I'm
I don't know what he did. But he did something, and he pissed Tab off.
I mean, he is 34. But I mean, when I don't know if you saw him at Santos or at America, but he was a different breed over there. Even at Minnesota, man. Even at Dynamo, he's had his moments. But he definitely pissed somebody off for him not to be starting. I feel.
Yeah, well, you know, they say Father Time is undefeated, and he definitely is. Like, he doesn't lose. We're all gonna lose to age because we all die. But yeah, I looked at his stats from his previous clubs. Not Minnesota, not MLS, but God almighty. He's a gifted young man. I say young, he's 6 years younger than me, but like, what he still is, to this day, the best player on the field for us.
Yeah.
He could be 35. We could fast forward 2 years and Darwin could come off the bench. He could come off the couch eating potato chips and watching Jerry Springer. And with this lineup, he's still the best player. Who's better?
Well, right now,
Fafa?
Teenage. Well, yeah, Fafa and Teenage, yeah. But I feel like Teenage and Fafa's, yeah. You thought it was his birthday on Saturday?
Who? Which one?
Quinteros, I think.
No. Did I say that?
I think it was his birthday on Saturday.
Oh, it might have been. No. I thought you said if I knew. No, I don't know. I know it was every Dynamo fan's birthday on Saturday. Because we beat those fucking rent boys from Frisco.
His birthday was actually on the day after Saturday. It was on Sunday. But celebration he had there with his kid, right?
I saw that, yeah. He ran up in the stands. I saw that. He scored the goal on the PK and ran up. Because I was thinking, why is Fafa not taking this?
Yeah, I was going to tell you. What did you think about that touch from Fafa giving it to him, I think? Or when
Parker? Parker giving it to him?
I'm not sure.
Well, first of all, Parker's a center back. So...
No, like, Fafa giving it to... Didn't Fafa give it to Quintero?
Well, the penalty was called on Parker, right?
Yeah.
And Fafa has been our PK kicker, I think, all year. PK taker all year, right?
Yeah.
And I couldn't figure out why. And I couldn't figure out what happened. Like, why is Fafa not taking this? I know he's already scored. And in my mind, when I was watching, like, I'm on the couch and at this point, I'd probably had two or three edibles and a beer or two. And I'm thinking, you know what? They're up 2-0, and I guess Darwin is saying, hey, motherfucker, I've played so well. Let me take it.
Yeah.
I'm the reason we have 7 points, tentatively, in the last 3 matches. Let me take it. And I figured Fafa just did that. And then I saw him running the stands, and I'm like, all right, something's going on. Like, he took off into the stands, and I'm thinking, this has got to be – you can't do this. Like, you can't just run into the stands. Because I saw Eric Dyer do that once as a Spurs fan, and he got suspended for 3 matches.
But, was it that or was it him fighting a fan?
It was both. He went into the stands to fight a fan who was trying to fight his brother. So that's why I love Eric Dyer.
Yeah.
Like, there's no doubt. When they told me what happened, I was like, I fucking love that guy.
I mean, I didn't know the full story. Now that you filmed me.
Yeah, they were trying to start a fight. This was at home. They were trying to start a fight with Dyer's brother, and Dyer found out. And Dyer's not small. He's 6'2", 6'3". Yeah. He launched himself into the stands to try and fight our fans. It was wild. And I mean, it's hard to be mad at him. Like, I get it. I get it, dude. Like, I understand.
No, yeah, I mean, I didn't know the full story, but usually players do. I mean, do sometimes go into the stand, but yeah, I mean, that just getting that 3-match ban was crazy.
Yeah. Now I was confused as to why it happened, and I was like, what, why is it? And I'm thinking if Quintero missed, because if he misses that, it's a 2-2 draw. Right? That's where we go. Because that was the third goal, correct?
Yeah, I mean, yeah. That goal really gave us a life. I mean, not a lifeline, but a
cushion. A cushion, yeah.
Yeah. But those two goals they scored at the end, that's crazy.
Well, that's what we do. I
mean, that's typical Dynamo fashion.
Yeah, that's what we do.
And then,
but we typically do it when we're tied or up by one, not up by three. So that was new.
Yeah. You feel like if they tied, Lucci might still be at Dallas' job?
Yeah, for sure. 100%. Yes, and I still think that he is somebody that we need to look at.
Okay. And really?
Yes, I do. I really do, because if you look at... He took over in 2018 from Dallas, right? You look at Dallas's... Look at Dallas's record from 2018 versus ours. And I know they're ahead of us. And I know they've made the playoffs more times. And I know their academy's been better. And I said it before, if we're going to, as bad as this sounds, if we're going to emulate an organization, my number one pick is FC Dallas and then Seattle.
Yeah.
But Seattle sells out. They get fans. FC Dallas grows their kids.
Yeah.
So we need to figure out a combination of Portland, Seattle, and Dallas, and that's how we win. Look away from the LAs, look away from the New Yorks, look away from Miami. They're awful. They're barely better than us, and their payroll is, what, 4 times ours?
Yeah, right? Yeah,
Yeah, I'm emulating Seattle, Portland, Dallas. I'm emulating Dallas for the Academy. And you know what? I would emulate Austin. I would look at Austin's social media people because they're really good. They're Austin's social media directors, and their social media marketing is fantastic. But I would emulate Portland and Seattle when it comes to marketing people in my location, in my geographic location, one of those.
The turnout is crazy, but I definitely didn't think he was. Bramble still has a long time left in Houston, or do you think he has is the biggest number?
Yeah, no, I think the only way he saves his job this year is a playoff berth. I mean, because now we sit in 12th, and last year we sat in 12th. And this year there's 13 teams. I don't count Austin. They should be last. So if we're in 12th after 2 years, there was no progress. And that's not true. I think we're worse this year, to be honest. We didn't go 16 games without a win last year.
Dude, that was such a rough time, man.
It was awful. It was God almighty. That was like the equivalent of my first 14 years of virginity. It was just, it was unbearable, and you never knew when it was going to end, but you hoped it would. And when it did, you were, no pun intended, relieved.
That was a bad time, man.
I mean, I've never been through anything like that. And granted, like I said, like I am 4 or 5 years into this sport, but I did go 18 months under Jose Mourinho in Tottenham, and that was pretty fucking miserable. This was every bit as worse, man. Because, look, I love two clubs, and I love one slightly more, and I'm not going to say one. But I said it on the last episode or two episodes ago. I said, you know what? I'll take a Tottenham loss every day to end this fucking winless streak that we have. Because this is ridiculous. This is unheard of. And some people said, like, we didn't break a record. No, we totally did. We broke the single season record for longest winless streak.
Wait, and did we? Or was it?
We did. No, the longest record took, the longest winless record took place over two seasons. We set the single season winless streak mark at 16. So we did set a record, for sure.
That's crazy.
Yeah, but I do like Tab. I think Tab has a high ceiling. I don't think we've seen it yet. He's in his second year as a professional coach. And he does have room to grow. It's just we don't have the patience because we've suffered with one playoff appearance in the last 10 years?
Seven.
Is it seven?
Yeah.
There was 2018, 2017 finalists.
Yeah, with Elise and Manotas and all
that. Yeah, it's been a while, man. It's been a while. And he, unfortunately, is trying to, you know, cut his chops at the tail end of what the fans are like. Either you guys fix it or we're done.
Yeah, man. I feel like the playoffs should... That should always be a target, and that's something that just hasn't been there the last couple of years.
No, it should be our minimum. When you're the fourth largest market in the league, and you play in one of the two leagues, I mean, who do we have? LA? We have both LAs, right?
Yeah, the Galaxy and FC.
So we're the third largest market in the West. Because you have New York, Chicago, Philadelphia. LA, us. So we are the seventh largest market. Is that right?
Pretty much, but we don't get the same turnout Seattle does or Sporting.
No, we don't. But, I mean, we used to. We used to at one point.
Yeah.
It's just, you know, our fans have watched years of neglect from Matt Jordan and Gabriel Brenner. And over time, they've just pushed us away. Like, I didn't renew my season tickets next year. Not because of the club. Like, I have a different financial standing than most guys that can keep their dicks in their pants. I can't, so I pay child support.
Yeah.
But, I mean, if I was your average fan and I'm 10 years into this, I'm like, yo, I'm coming. I'm going to take a year off. I'll buy my 713s and I'll come when the tickets are cheap. I don't want to pay $1,500, $1,600 for my 18 games or whatever it is, 20 games. Because we don't even have Open Cup matches anymore. So technically, season ticket holders lose money. We pay more per ticket.
Yeah, actually, yeah. Now, I did that 12-month thing, and I'm starting to pay more. Like the seats I got per ticket are double or triple sometimes what they sell them at a SeatGeek, you know. So it's crazy.
Yeah, no. Like I've tried to sell my so the tickets you won, I could not sell. Nobody would buy them. So I went on and I was like, I mean, I'm on this because you remember I opened the ticket giveaway the day of the match, and I've never had this issue, but this was right before the Austin match. So we were like at a really low point, and I couldn't sell them. I put them down. I went to put them at $15 and SeatGeek goes, no, you can only sell for at least 20. And I'm like, SeatGeek, motherfucker, you can't tell me how much to sell my tickets for. I couldn't sell them for less than 20, so nobody would buy them. So I'm sitting there and I'm thinking, dude, like, all right, I'll just give them away.
Yeah.
So it came down to you and a couple other people, and you, I hope they're not listening. I go to Siri and I'm like, Siri, pick a letter. Siri picked S, and I was like, S is close to Tito.
No way, man.
Yeah, and I was like, and he was the first one, and he retweeted, and he followed, and he did all that. So I was like, you know what? He's definitely getting them, because I do that. I'm like, Siri, pick a letter. And Siri's like, S. So I was like, all right, cool. Tito. I write all the names down. Siri, pick a letter between A and Z. And Siri tells me. That's how I decide who goes. So, yeah, there's no, like, fancy shit like name and a hat. It's just Siri. You know, and I'll be honest, Siri's the most reliable woman I've known in my 39 years.
She's definitely a helper, you know?
Yeah, and she never gets mad at me. Like this one time, I loaded the dishwasher all wrong, and she didn't say a word. And I was like, damn, Siri, do you want to get married? And she was like, I can't. I'm committed to someone else.
Yeah.
But, all right, man. I'm going to sign off. I'm going to work this whole talk into the next one, which I'm going to work on tomorrow.
Yeah, definitely. Thanks for having me, man. And, definitely appreciate those tickets were the bomb that one night we won finally, you know, against Austin.
Yeah, man. Yeah. No problem, dude. No problem. Anytime. But you have a good night, man. Take care.
You too, man. Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Albert Valise is going to get there. There's no question. He squares it. There it is. It's another. And it's Bubba Rodriguez again, scoring goals left and right, Elise with the assist.
Big shout out to my favorite band, Familiar with Failure, for the introductory music. You can find them at FWFTX on all social media platforms. Once again, that's Familiar with Failure. Check them out. Badass band. Cool-ass people.
Attention Nashville, Tennessee area drivers. Commodore Express is actively hiring CDLA team truck drivers for our West Coast operations. This is an in-and-out and back type operation. 4,500 plus miles per week. We offer full benefits package and above average pay package and an achievable bonus for more than 4 turns per month. We are a family-oriented company that takes pride in our values, honesty, respect, and integrity. We can work with full-time, part-time, retired, or casual drivers. Visit our website at www.commodoreexpress.net to learn more about us and request an online application. Or call Robert in recruiting for more information at 615 615-287-5140, extension 1. That's 615-287-5140, extension 1.